It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It's time for Rant.
And today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. Locally owned for over 20 years, New Works has a fix for you. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. So the NFL has announced that if Kansas City and Buffalo advance to the AFC Championship game, it will be indoors in Atlanta. My question is, why? If those two teams were to meet in a normal year, it would either be in Buffalo or Kansas City. Last time I checked, both cold weather cities with the games played outdoors. Why would you move that game indoors? I understand that it would be an offensive clinic and you'd have the teams going up and down the field, but I saw that outdoors last year in Kansas City. I don't like this. I don't like taking two cold weather teams that might be playing for the right to go to the Super Bowl, both who play outdoors in the cold, and you're going to bring the game indoors to a controlled environment. Play the game in Pittsburgh. Play the game in Cleveland. Play the game in Chicago. Don't play the game in Atlanta. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. You know, had these been two dome teams or a warm weather team against a team that's in a decent climate, okay, I got no problem having a game in Atlanta, but I don't like this at all. I really don't. And I understand the NFL is in a difficult situation based on what happened on Monday Night Football 2 weeks ago with the Bills and the Bengals. I get it. I understand it has not been easy, all right? And I think the NFL has done a very good job to this point until now. I do not like this. Why Atlanta? That just doesn't make sense to me. And that's my rant for today. Hey, join me later on my YouTube channel if you don't like that. 3 o'clock Pacific, Sean Salisbury. We'll talk about all of this. We'll get you ready for the wild card weekend. And then tonight, after the Kings and the Rockets, I'll be right back on YouTube. Looking forward to a busy Friday. Have yourself a fabulous weekend, everyone. Enjoy the football. And again, thank you so much for listening to Grant's Rant.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.